I came upon the Paul Kane article in your January 12 edition. A smile slowly crept across my face as I traveled back in time to 1972, where myself and my other grade 10 classmates were still celebrating Team Canada's final win over USSR in the Summit Series. We were still in the original PK building that now houses Lorne Akins, but everyone knew things were about to change. We had been watching the construction of the new high school on Cunningham Road, and things were wrapping up fast. If my memory serves me right, at the end of the first semester, could have been second, everyone was told to grab a desk and walk it over to the new school. What a difference. Everything was the latest and greatest, and there was that new school smell throughout the building. I think the move had created an air of expectation and optimism while we slowly got our bearings in the much larger building. Our graduating class of 75 was big and may well have been the largest one prior to the first expansion. Quite a few years later, my fellow grad Vince and I took a tour of the school and were impressed. PK had become the composite high school, and I'm sure it was an experience to those who had attended before and after the expansion. Fast forward to today, and PK has taken another giant leap forward. I can only imagine what this means to all affected, but I do remember what it meant to me 50 years ago. Congratulations to the students and faculty of Paul Kane Composite High School on their newest addition. May the next 50 years be as great as the first. Stuart Willis, St. Albert.